Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning in to True Beauty Live. Oh my God, I'm so excited. You are at our episode 2, where we're going to be talking about, you know, creating opportunities for success and how to overcome those fears in the beauty industry. Guys, if you need your questions answered, please definitely jump on our Facebook page at True Beauty with Tanisha Bibbs, and I will definitely answer your question. So to get started, we're talking about overcoming fears in the beauty industry. This is a topic that we should continue to talk about, continue to go and to deal with when it comes to, you know, what are some of the fears that we deal with on an everyday basis in the beauty industry. And I want to talk about these this evening because it's so important to find out what are your fears and what are you fearful of. So one of those fears is basically, you know, fear of competition in the industry. When I say fear of competition, I mean, you know, you're fearful of someone doing better than you or someone in the industry that may have more knowledge than you. And I think those fears, we really need to sit down with ourselves and start to reevaluate how we do things in this industry, how we do things, period, budget, financing. How we do all of those things has a factor into why we're not excelling in our business or why we're not excelling as a beauty professional in the industry. You know, one thing about having a fear of competition is the fact that we have so many different hair shows. If you are given the opportunity to be a platform artist on a hair stage, you know, fear will kick in and say you're not ready. Fear will kick in and say you can't do that. When you have all these skills, all this knowledge in order to be able to sell what you're trying to sell, to convey the message that you're trying to convey in the hairstyles, and to push forth with what you're doing as in the industry. And so I don't want you to be fearing of competition because this is what this industry is. You know, it is to make you better. It is to critique your, you know, your beauty game. You know what I mean? And so look into that, you know, just look deeply into that to see that there are some issues that you probably will have in those areas. But you can also buy DVDs, and DVDs are a great way of really learning your skills and becoming an expert in your field. You know, I think what we do, though, also in the industry is we do so much. We don't know what you specialize in. So you have to pinpoint what your specialty is, what you are, you know, what you can do successfully, and how you can do the style or the makeup or, you know, the laying on of acrylic nails or the best barber haircut, whatever it is that you can do in this industry, you need to do it at the best of your ability. Finding DVDs and playing those DVDs over and over and over again and learning the skills so you can become a master at it, okay? So, guys, this is Tanisha Bibbs. We are talking about overcoming fear in the beauty industry, and this is one of the things that stop our growth, our process, and what we're supposed to be doing in the field of beauty. We are the answer to a lot of our customers' questions. You know, we hold those answers. For instance, a trichologist is a hair loss specialist. If she or he had a fear of learning the expertise of being the best person when it comes to information about hair loss, guess what? They'll lose the opportunity of building a relationship with their clientele. That's what I do. You know what I mean? And so if you're the best beautician, the best barber, you will lose the opportunity in creating this beautiful relationship. And not only that, but creating long-lasting relationships. So I want you to really, really look at that. Even with competition, this is an industry that we compete against each other. This is how it is. And so if we're going to compete against, let's do it in a good fashion. Let's start learning new techniques and trends. But you can't do it all. You cannot do it all. So you have to learn which is. And we're going to talk about that just a little bit more. Before we get into that, we have financial giants that we are afraid of. We are afraid to fail. And, you know, some things it should be okay okay, we failed in this area, but we have to get back up. And how do we get back up? Through the process of knowledge, going to financial planning classes, taking classes when it comes to learning how to, you know, have a bank, a business bank account, how to, you know, save money and things like that. Because if not, we're going to be in a financial crisis. And we want to make sure that we're not in a financial crisis. In my episode one, I talked to Ms. Carla Jones, and she's absolutely amazing. And we talked about financial crutches. So you guys make sure you pick that, you know, review the episode one, Creating Opportunities for Success of Financial Freedom in the Financial in the Beauty Industry. And another thing that happens to us is the fact that we don't plan right. What am I saying? We think that we can open up a salon tomorrow and it's going to be booming the next day. It don't work like that. You have to have reserves in the bank. You have to have reserves for everything. If you want to open up a beauty school, you have to have reserves. Those reserves are going to be there for you in case of emergency to show that you can actually hold money in your bank account. So this is some of the things that you have to, you know, really take into consideration when dealing with fear of failing, okay? Also, you know, where is your marketing strategy? Where are your marketing strategy? We don't have any marketing strategy. Our marketing stuff looks like you have blue over here, you have a yellow over here, you have 75 business cards. You have so many different things that you're doing that you cannot even keep up yourself. How do you expect someone else to keep up with your things? That's why we are failing or having the fear of failing, because of the fact that we are not planning correctly, okay? We have to make sure that we plan correctly. And also, you know, look at the increase, you know, the competitions and also the unexpected increases in this beauty industry. In other words, there's so many increases in doing business in this industry, such as you have at one point in your life, we had like, you know, the hair weave that cost maybe, you know, a certain amount per bundle. Let's just say it costs $45 per bundle. Now they've gone up to $125 a bundle. So the increase in that causes our business to have to increase, whereas the clientele is decreasing because they're not willing to spend the money in order to, you know, to continue with the, what they're getting as far as their hairstyle. So it takes us and it hinders us from moving forward and fear of charging a certain amount of money, of doing certain amount of things in the beauty industry. So I want you guys to really take a great look at that, you know, when it comes to having a fear of failing. Also, let's look at related financial problems that you might have. Okay, going into your salons or your beauty careers, you may fall into the category of having issues going on when it comes to, okay, I'm in a financial bind now, okay? All right, I done spent $10,000 on my clinic or my salon, and I can't keep up with the rent. I can't keep up with the retail, the inventory that I need. So now what you have to do is you're going to have to really start taking classes and start taking classes and things like that to really help your skills and to really help you get on top and stay on top of what you need, all the necessary things that you need for the beauty industry. Poor planning, guys. We got to stop poor planning when it comes to this industry. Guys, I'm talking today about overcoming those fears in the beauty industry. Let me give you a specific testimony. When I first started in beauty school, I had clientele galore. I had people coming to me at the beauty school. I had people wanting me to come to their house and do hair. I had people doing all of that. And so when I got to the point where I graduated now, and here I am in beauty school, here I am in the salon, and I started having a fear of doing people's hair, even though I did the client's hair for the last 15 months. I had a fear of doing hair. So you know what I did? I said, I couldn't do this. I don't know how to do that. Instead of taking the opportunity to learning what I need to learn in order to get this done. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining the True Beauty Live. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. This is our episode 2, and today we're going to be talking about overcoming fear in the beauty industry. So, guys, you already know there's a lot of fear that we have in this beauty industry because we have a fear of failing, and this is really, you know, a true thing. I mean, I've talked to so many different beauty professionals, whether it's a cosmetologist, esthetician, trichologist. We, you know, sometimes we have those fears. And we want to talk about how to overcome these fears and how, give me some strategies on how to really look into how to overcome these fears and not really have them as much, because we will have fears. But how do we not allow the fear to get in the way of our prosperity? Let's talk about that today. Okay, so one of the fears I really want to talk about is fear of competition. In the beauty industry, we compete. We compete for everything. We have the Barner Brothers hair show. We go to those hair shows. We compete in the barber's competition, the hairstyling competition, the student competition. And this is something that we're going to always forever do in our industry. Competing is not a bad thing. We've been made to believe that competing is a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. It's okay to compete. A lot of times we compete so that we can build our skills as beauty professionals. We can not only build our skills, but we can build our creativity in the beauty industry. And this is why we compete. A lot of times we, you know, it's okay to have fears in that. I remember one day, you know, as a student in cosmetology school, I was challenged with going to the Barnes Brothers hair show as a student competition, you know, in the everyday wear, everyday salon consumer wear. I had to do a look for the everyday consumer. And this was very challenging for me because I've never done this before. And so my teacher said, I don't think you're ready. You can't do it. So I said, okay, you know, and I felt like I wasn't ready either. But what happened was I only had like 2 weeks, in, you know, to get prepared. Everyone had all this time, this 2 and 3 months that they had prepared to be a part of, you know, this show and things like that. And so I didn't have this. I didn't have what they had. So I had to scramble up and say, okay, what can I do? What type of style is for the day consumers, for somebody who can wear this every day, whether they're small, big, you know, small, big, or large, or, you know, whatever size they are. I had to be the one to make sure that my model conveyed an everyday woman's look. So I said, okay, I'm a student. If I fail, it's okay. I'm not really there to win. I'm just there to learn and to meet new people. So I started putting my little theme together, and I got my theme together for the everyday look. I recall living in Warner Robins, Georgia, which is about 1 hour and 30 minutes from Atlanta, Georgia. And I went ahead and I said, okay, we're going to drive to Atlanta. And I went to the Rainbow in Warner Robins, and I saw this outfit. I said, I don't like this outfit. I'm going to go to Atlanta, you know, and find something in Atlanta. So we went down to Atlanta. We had our hotel and all of that great stuff. And we got down to Atlanta, and what had happened was I didn't find the outfit I wanted. So I said, oh, my God, what am I going to do? So the day, this was Monday, this was the day of the show, okay? I was in fear. I was like, this is not going to work out. So you know what I did? I jumped in my car like 5 o'clock in the morning. I ran down to the Rainbow, stayed in Warner Robins. It was about an hour and a half drive, and I went down there, and I got the suit that I saw. It was still there. And I remember bringing it back, and I had my model there, and we were there. My sister and I were there, and we did the clothes on the model. We put it on her. We put our makeup on and things like that. And I said, you know what? Oh, my gosh, she got a blue bra on. This is not going to work. So I took my bra off, y'all. I'm sorry. I have to get all crazy. I was planning on saying, this ain't going to work. She got a blue bra on, and your lips is red, and you ain't doing that to me. So I took my little bra off and said, if you don't mind. So I cleaned it off and everything, and she put it on. And, she put it on. I put a little pin on her so just in case if it opened back up. So we got on the stage. And before we got on the stage, they were in the back, and the girls was like, oh, honey, this is so simple. I won three championships in a row, child. I got this. They was all back there saying that. I got this. And, you know, and all of this. And so I started fearing. And I was like, I'm scared, you know, because I don't want to be embarrassed, number one. And number two, I have my school looking at me, you know, and I'm like, oh, my God, I've never done a competition like this before. This is a student competition. So I get up there, and the judges came, and my heart's just beeping and pounding and pounding. So they told all of us to sit down, and I said, I didn't win. I just kept telling myself, I did not win. I did not win. So they called third place, and everybody was screaming, yay! They called second place, and the girl that was back there talking all that stuff was talking about she did this and she won that. She came in second place. She was very hot. So I was like, oh, God, I know I didn't win, child, because if she didn't win, I didn't win. And the lady got on the microphone. I would never forget it. And she said, you know, we want to say this young lady did an amazing job on the her style. And she said, she was 1 point away from a perfect score. And I said to myself, well, who could that be? And they said, the winner is, the first place winner of the Bonner Brothers Hair Show is Tanisha Bibbs. And I hit the floor. I hit the floor crying, and I could not believe, because even though I was in fear, I still did not believe that I won that. I still did not believe that I would win this, because I was told I was not ready. I was told that I was not going to win. Them girls were going to smoke me. That's what they said. So when I got up there, God made it so that I had almost a perfect score, 1 point away from a perfect score. And that's what I wanted to convey today. I want to tell you that even though that you are in fear of moving to the next level in competition, do it anyway, because you never know how the outcome will be. If you continue to stay in fear, you'll never know if it works. I had to learn that way. I had to learn that no matter what the obstacle is, I am still going to move forward, and I'm still going to do what I'm called to do. And that's what I wanted to share with that as far as competition and fear. Another fear that we deal with is fear of people. Okay, I had a fear of people. I was very intimidated by people. I couldn't sit at, you know, in a salon and with my clients sitting on a chair, because they would bring me pictures and they would say, you know, so-and-so down the street did this, and so-and-so down the street does that, and I like the way they do it. So I found myself trying to be like that other stylist. But I got to the point where I realized, hold up, I am different. We have to create our niche in this industry in order to believe, or in order to create an opportunity of being different. Okay, let me say that again. We have to create an opportunity in order to be different. So in other words, it's okay for your clients to come and sit down in your chair and bring you pictures. It's okay for your clients to come and sit down and say this is what they like. However, you need to have a book as well. You need to be able to have a book and say, here's what I can do. Here's what I can do to help you with your style. What we do, though, as stylists is we have 50 million styles that we cannot master. So my suggestion would be to take that one style that you can do, one or two, and master that style and become the best at it, because what's going to happen is that same style is going to put you on a major platform, and people are going to say, we love the way she do her long layer haircut. We love the way he can articulate, you know, when it comes to, or convey the message when it comes to his haircut. We love those nails she did. Not only that, but did you see that trichologist that jammed on that hair loss question? You have to take what you are good at in this industry, and you have to move forward in that and stop doing 50 million things, because just because a company come out with a new product today or we come out with a new foam wrap, we run and we jump to the foam wrap. But all of our clients may not adhere to this foam wrap because it may have a buildup on that foam wrap. So I want you to really come out of being fearful of being seen, and also a fear of people. This is what you can do. Let me give you some strategies. We are talking about overcoming fears in the beauty industry. Guys, if you have any questions, please do not hesitate to jump on our Facebook page at True Beauty by Tanisha Biv. Ask your questions, message me, and I will definitely send you an answer back, okay? And so what I want you to do is challenge yourself. I want you to say something good or something different to a person that, you know, you come in contact with. In other words, Betty, I love that brooch you have on today. Betty said to you, thank you. You begin to talk to Betty, and that is called creating an opportunity for conversation. So when you begin to create this opportunity, then Betty begins to talk to you, and you can literally start talking to Betty about your hair, what you do. The reason why we have a problem with building a clientele is because we have not started relationship with our clients first. What we do is we try to sell them, and then we wonder why we end up where we have no money in our bank account, where we can't even pay our roof rent every week, because you have not become friends, or you have not allowed that, you know, to have that personality to make that person feel very comfortable by being around you. So I want you to look into that and start saying something new or something different to your client that's going to make them be like, wow, open up to you. And not only will they open up to you, but they're going to go ahead and they're going to tell somebody about you, because you care enough about their needs, so they're going to care enough about your needs. All right? We have so many different fears. Like I said, we talk about competition, fear of people. Fear of having financial problems, okay? If you're going through financial problems, you're going to have to do something about it. You're going to have to do something about it. Take financial classes. They are offered to us as stylists, as beauty professionals for free in the industry. You can go Google now free financial planning classes. You can go to your bank and take these classes. You cannot live in fear of really, you know, dominating your financial status in your career, all right? When we have poor planning, we don't pay our taxes every year, we're supposed to use 1099s and we don't do it because we try to hold all of this money in our pocket. Now, that's not right, because you need to pay Sam. You need to pay Uncle Sam so you can get either a return or whatever you have to do, but that's what happens. We fail. We don't plan to win. We plan to fail. And I want you to plan to win. I want you to look at that. You cannot be afraid of tax-related issues. You cannot be afraid of tax-related issues, because you do not want to go and take the extra step in learning about your taxes, in learning about what is due to you. Your chair that you sit in, you can write that off. If you go get nail polish, you can write that off. If you get oil sheen, you write those things off. Your furniture in your salons, you're supposed to write those things off. The reason why we don't do this and we're failing or we're fearing to fail is because we're not taking these things into consideration, because we want to have cash money in our hands. Guys, we have to work smart, okay? We have to work smart. So I want to talk about those things. All right, we have to work smart when it comes to taxes. Poor planning is a lot of our issues. Poor planning is a lot of our issues. And let me tell you why it's a lot of our issues. Because what we do is every time a distributor comes into our midst, we feel we have to buy products. Every time we go into a beauty supply store, we feel we have to buy products. You need to put your money in the bank, and you need to save your money. So when you go to places like the hair show and things like that and different trade shows, you spend your money in those areas. You spend your money in that area. And let me tell you why. Because what they're going to do is when you get there, you're going to get a bulk of amount of discounts in all of the categories, whether it's hair, makeup, shears, combs, those type of things, flat irons. What we do is when a new flat iron come out, we don't think. We go and we say we're going to run and go get it. We're going to run and go get it. And guess what end up happening? We broke. It's okay. I got three customers coming in next week. I can just make it up. You can't make it up because those three customers are going to call and cancel. And now you don't have any money because you don't spend $500 for a flat iron that you're not even making the amount of money that you should make in order to pay for those $500 flat irons. We have poor planning and mismanagement of money. That is a big one. Mismanagement of money, guys. Listen, we're talking about overcoming fears in the industry. But in order for us to overcome fear, we have to identify where our fears are coming from. And if you have a fear and you don't identify it, you're going to keep repeating the same cycle. We do not need to repeat the same cycle. We need to continue to push, continue to move forward into the things that we need to move forward to make us better. We're creating an opportunity to become better. So this is a good place to be in, guys, okay? Let's break this cycle. Let's break the cycle of fear and overcoming. And let's identify the problem. Let's identify what we are in fear of. When you begin to identify those fears, guess what happens? You can overcome them. I remember being in the beauty industry, and I graduated from beauty college. And when I graduated from beauty college, you know, all those times we are told you're going to have customers, you're going to have your own clientele. And I believe that, of course, because that's what we went to beauty school for. So when I got out of beauty school, I was like, yes, I'm going to be in a salon, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But when that client came in for the first time to get a haircut, I said, you got to be kidding me. I don't want to do a haircut today. I just want to do a hair curl and iron. I want to just shampoo somebody's hair, use my curl and iron on their head. And guess what happened? She needed a haircut, and she wanted me to clip or cut her hair. And I didn't have any experience with clip or cutting because when I was in hot cosmetology school, I didn't even find that interesting, so I didn't really learn about it. But it's really significant for your business today as a cosmetologist. And so I decided to go ahead and use my clipper. I didn't know nothing about the guards. I didn't know nothing about what guard did this, in 1 inch, 2 inch. I didn't know anything. So I used a small guard, and I gashed her. And you know how we do beauty professionals. We try to cover that stuff up with relaxers, right? And we try to cover it up with other stuff. But I couldn't cover this one up, okay? Now you can apply a little hair to the pieces that you covered up. They wouldn't even know. But anyway, so I tried to cover this thing up in fear. Instead of being honest and just say, look, I don't know how to really use a clipper cut, but we can, if you trust me, we'll go forth. Because I have my license and I've been experiencing that. I have an experience in school in that. And let her get the opportunity to say no. I don't think so, okay? So I just did it anyway because I wanted to make that money. And I wanted to make that money so I could do what I needed to do with it. And so to cut a long story short on my podcast about this, so I gassed the lady, and she did come back, and she said, now when you cut my hair, don't gash me like you did the last time. I thought that was so funny because I didn't think she really knew. When she went home and she looked at her hair, she's like, this little lady done gashed my back. I had a fear of cutting her hair. Instead of learning the technique, and you know what I could have did? Went in my bathroom, went on my phone, and typed in, how do I do clipper cut? And I could have seen it, and I could have just said, okay, I think I could do it this way because I remember seeing that like that in school. I didn't do that. So, guys, we cannot live in fear. Fear will cripple us from creating opportunities for success. It will cripple us from getting all of what we need in this industry. It will cripple us from really moving into things that we need to move into. You know, earlier I talked about being a celebrity artist, and you cannot be in fear if you're going to go to that level. If you want to become a celebrity makeup artist, a celebrity hairstyle, you have to dominate that, and you have to know what you're talking about. Because what's going to happen is they're going to pick up on you. It's just like a dog that can sense your fears. And they're going to pick up on you, and they're going to know that you're in fear, and they're not going to use your services, and it's not going to look good on your five-star ratings. So I want you to look and see what are your fears that you're dealing with, and what are some of the fears that you can literally write down and look visually and say, I need to overcome this, this, and this. And in order for you to understand that, you have to identify with your fears. I need you to know clearly what you want to do in this industry and what is your niche. If you're doing 50 million things, you're not going to be able to find your niche. And then you're going to walk in fears. I want you to find out what that is for you, and I need you to work on it, and I need to write them down so that you cannot have that type of fear. Okay, let's break the cycle of fear in our beauty industry. Guys, I want to thank you so much for jumping onto our episode 2 podcast, talking about overcoming fears. We are in season 1, creating opportunities for success. And if there's anything that you've heard today that has helped you, you know, definitely message me on Facebook at True Beauty with Tanisha Bibbs. Answer any of your questions. Let me know how I did. I definitely love to hear your feedback. Guys, again, let's create an opportunity for success by breaking the cycle of fear in the beauty industry. Thank you, and see you on our next podcast.